The parallel economy has empowered us to care for our health, well-being, as well as longevity. Likewise, for us pet parents who now have a place to go when it comes to keeping the family dogs, cats, even horses in the best shape possible. As a dog dad, I'm thrilled to be working with Pet Club 24/7, a company founded by two guys who lost dogs to serious conditions, including cancer. Pet Club 24/7 has an incredible array of products, including a line of supplements for humans, such as the Inforce Plus Corollius Versicolor and Inforce Corollius Versicolor with Reishi. My friend and colleague, Christina Ferrari, a cancer survivor herself, swears by it.
When I was diagnosed, the doctor in the emergency room told me, "You have 2 years to live."
Oh boy.
Along with the stem cell, I took these. I have been in remission for 8 years now.
For dogs, mush puppy treats are a fan favorite. Rex, you want to? Oh boy. He came right. Oh, there he is. They are also made with the Coriolis versicolor mushroom, which supports their immune system, according to hundreds of clinical studies. Here's Kristen Ludlow, National Vice President.
That strain does matter. We do have the most potent strain, and we also extract it in a proprietary way. And that's why we've been having such wonderful experiences with these products.
Mush puppies are made here in the U.S. There are no fillers. It's non-addicting. Your dog can't accidentally overdose. Go to drdrew.com/petclub247 for a discount off the list price. That is drdrew.com. PETCLUB 247, Pet Club 247.
This episode of Calling Out with Susan Pinsky is sponsored by Bergamot.
Welcome to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky, a place where Susan can introduce to you psychics, clairvoyants, past lives, and paranormal experiences. Now, here's your host, Susan Pinsky.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Susan Pinsky. I'm here with two amazing psychic mediums today. I have Kalise Simone from New York City, and hello. I have Rebecca Fearing in the hizzy. We have a really interesting lineup today. We've been doing callers, you know, people that are fans who have wanted to get psychic readings, because I get tons and tons of emails, people that want psychic readings. It's really hard to pick from the bunch, but, you know, I'm able to sort through. And then I also have a special guest today calling in as well, who I don't know if she's even had a psychic reading before. But anyways, we're gonna start off with our special guest. How are you guys these days? What's new?
I'm marvelous, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you, Rebecca,
you look great.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm trying to really. This is the time that I'm really trying to get fit, as I start tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Since we're going out to dinner.
So what are you gonna do?
Well, you know what? The whole thing is exercise. I don't really have to go on a diet. If I exercise and I just cut out bread and most all sugars, it'll just fly off. So that's my plan. I'm doing
it. Works.
Yes.
Yeah. Cut down alcohol and sugar.
Yes.
And
I'm doing live.
She doesn't drink them.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
I just lost like 8 pounds.
Yeah. Well, you always look fabulous.
No, but I'm at my fat weight now, but I lost 8 pounds. It took me 8 weeks. And
looked very hot.
We did a podcast with Anna Vocino, mm-hmm. and Eat Happy, and uh-huh. I used her cookbook, and it was phenomenal. So now I'm still trying. I still have 5 more to go, apparently.
Well, I'll have to look that up. Eat Happy. Anna Vocino.
It's great.
Oh, good, because doing live shows, you want to be fit and healthy. You want to look your best.
Yes.
And, you know, I had a message from the divine and said you would be in the entertainment business when you hit 50, so quit when you're young, which I did. And now I'm in my 50s, and it's sure enough, here I am going on stage and doing a lot of TV. And you know,
well, you know, it's good for your health, and mm-hmm. it's important that you keep the weight off, mm-hmm. so that you don't have cardiovascular disease or diabetes. Right. And mm-hmm. you know, I'm 57 years old, and losing weight is so hard at my age. It's impossible, but mm-hmm. you have to exercise every day, and build the muscle, and mm-hmm. cut out the carbs,
and just find a motivation. It doesn't have to be that you want to look like a supermodel. It might just be that you want to not get to work on time, and you're running late to work, and you need to be able to run. So if you can run for 10 minutes, then that's what you're working towards. Or maybe mm-hmm. you have like a little baby, like my sister had a baby, I want to lift her up, so I need to do weights mm-hmm. so that I can lift her up and hold her without...
That's true. You don't have any arm muscles, do you?
Kalise, nothing. Kalise, I've been like doing weights for 3 months and I can lift like 15 pounds. I'm so impressed with myself.
Well, you know, I think that, you know, with me, whether I looked skinny like a movie star, I looked heavy set, it never really stopped me from achieving goals. But it is important to be healthy and fit, especially as you're getting down to these, you know, like in your middle, because you don't want a big middle.
You want to feel good, be healthy. Too.
Yeah. So that's my goal right now, to reach next year's birthday, which I'm not going to say what it is, but it's a big one.
Oh, and
I'm
going 21.
I'm going to have a huge party.
Oh, good.
And we're going to have a theme party that'll be so fun.
I have bad news for you, Rebecca.
What?
Your Facebook says you're 50.
I don't know who put that on there. Okay. I mean, I'm glad to be 50. Thank you. Okay.
No, I thought this was the big 5-0.
No, who put that on there?
I said it was 21.
I think you have a goblin in your Facebook.
Yeah, no, I got honest truth. I would not lie. I don't even have to do that.
But well, you just have to change the date on your birthday.
I can't. No, but I know. That's what I understand. Somebody said, oh, congratulations on the big 5-0. I'm like, oh my God, they probably think I look old for my age. So I'm like, yeah, change that right away. But anyway, it is my important goal this year to be fit and fabulous.
That's what I love about you. Who did that?
Who's making me younger? How dare you? How dare you?
Well, I think on my Facebook it says I'm like 37 or something.
Yeah, so whatever now. I should get 40. So, but anyway, I prefer... Yeah, yeah. When they'll go, why does she look so old?
Well, you know, it's been a year since we were on Below Deck.
Oh God!
And I have to still say that was the best time of my life. And I don't like bringing it up with you because I want to go, oh my God, this was a year. I missed that so much. It was so fun, but I will never forget that. I never will forget that trip. It was amazing, and I still get emails all the time from people going, yeah, they're really mean to Rebecca, but well, you know what? We had so much fun.
Well, the thing is, I think, you know what? We proved that he didn't tell the truth.
Yeah, I know.
He wanted to railroad me because I was, I will tell you that I was probably 99.9.
Well, I've decided that you should definitely not do reality shows because it's hard. I mean,
People get scared too when they get readings if they don't know how to react. A lot of times people get scared and defensive and they attack
you.
Well,
it hurts your feelings. So. They do things to make you.
Well, my problem was if I was wrong, I could say I could eat crow and go, oh, I must have been off.
No, you were right. You were right. But it's just, we can't go out and tell 5 million people that like overnight. It's impossible. But be that to me, that's water under the bridge, literally.
And well, no, people bring it up to me all the time. Oh my God, Rebecca, I saw you in Below Deck and we know that he was not nice. We know he wasn't telling the truth, but you looked amazing and all your guests were amazing.
Yeah,
I've actually kind of gotten over it.
It was the highest rated show they had.
Yeah. I have gotten over it because
I found that out later.
2.7 million, I guess.
We had the all-time high, and I said, that's because I casted it for you.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is the exactly. thing is the fact that, you know what, it's his karma, not mine, and I don't really care anymore.
He's a monkey. He dances for the show. It's just his way of life and whatever. But you know what,
we had so much fun.
I will never forget how wonderful that was.
How about Scrub Island? Okay,
but I was Scrub a dub.
That was fun.
I kind of wish that I had worked a little harder losing weight before the show. I was like, my thighs.
No. I don't think anyone's panicking about your thighs.
Oh, you looked fine. Give me a break.
And my hair was all frizzing. And look, going out.
You know what? If we ever do reality show again, I will be in charge of the final cut, and we will have makeup. I should have brought a guest.
All makeup and hair.
I should have brought it to say, look, you get the trip.
I did your makeup and hair. You didn't like it?
It looked okay, but you know what?
It was hard to do out there, too, because it just made your hair go.
Yeah, but I think that having the most amazing Marin, you know, hair and makeup person, you did a really good job.
Yeah, it was okay. I'm not that good.
Oh, let me tell you something. We did good considering, you know, the weather, you know, in the Caribbean. And I think we had a good time.
Well, I just got back from Laguna with Khalees because she has a new boy toy that lives down there.
Oh, gosh. Okay, we're talking about this now.
Oh, yes. We planned this whole weekend because Khalees...
That's not true.
Khalees met this adorable 6'4" Japanese guy.
Japanese
American who presses 400. Okay,
400 pounds.
So he's an athlete, adorable. Anyways,
so
we had fun down there this weekend. Speaking of frizzy hair, my hair frizzes down there too. But Yeah, everything's good. I mean, life is good. I'll help you with your diet and your exercise, mm-hmm. and I'll show you Anna's book, and you just have to go
yummy recipes,
gluten free.
You won't be hungry.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not somebody who I don't like a lot of meat, and I try to eat as healthy as possible. But the thing is that the exercise. I'm an O blood type, and the minute I start exercising,
her book will be perfect for you.
I'm an O blood type too, so yeah, just high protein.
Susan lost 8 pounds.
High protein,
but I also worked out 3 times a week. Lifting weights.
No, yeah. But that's the key to O blood type. You've got to work out. It's the oldest blood type there is.
Well, I haven't worked out in a week and a half because I'm remodeling the haunted pool house right now.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, it's been gutted. And all the rats ran out of the pool house into my main house.
Ah!
So then they ate through the carpet and into the wiring in the house to my AV system because my boys weren't paying attention while I was out
of
town.
So now we call you?
I'm the Pied Piper of Pasadena. Yes, I now have a new name. So, because I called Drew and he's like, he called me. He's like, oh my God, these rats have eaten into the wires and the TV doesn't work. And I said, it serves you right. You should have done something about it. Like, you guys just sit there and don't notice. And I said, what do you think I am? The Pied Piper of Pasadena? Like, what am I supposed to do? I'm like 60 miles away.
And then Susan starts going on about what it's like to live in a house of boys.
All boys, yes. It's me and the boys, Drew and Douglas and Jordan and Rex, honey badger. I need some estrogen, girls. It's just. Yeah. But anyways, we have a really amazing guest today. So I want to thank her in advance, and you guys don't know anything about her or who she is, and she's coming on next, and then we're going to take some app emailers
awesome.
Who
Let's
bought
do
my
it.
App. So, so stay tuned, and we'll be right back. I want to shout out to our calling out sponsor, Bergamet, and the product Bergafem. Whether you're premenopausal or post, have changes in libido, energy, or just low metabolism, or have hot flashes, there's an all-natural solution that can help. It's called Bergafem. Bergafem is a dietary supplement made with organic extracts from the bergamot citrus fruit, which is known to have medicinal properties that can improve cardiovascular function. Also, it can help fight high blood pressure, high cholesterol, high blood sugar, and abdominal fat. But what makes Bergafem different is its combination of natural ingredients specifically formulated for women facing the dreaded menopause. I've been taking Bergafem for over a month now, and I've noticed increased energy and libido and reduction in hot flashes. I've got so much energy, I'm back in the gym and working on my diet. Bergamet is derived from the key extracts of the bergamot citrus fruit. It acts as a natural statin, or in scientific terms, an HMG-CoA reductase inhibitor, and has properties that may lower triglycerides and raise your HDL. There's 47% bergamot, 45% Bulgarian Tribulus testris, and a little Mecca, or Peruvian gold, in there. Sounds pretty hot to me. And last but not least, Damiana. This herb has traditionally been used as an aphrodisiac. Modern research has shown an increase in the strength of eggs in females and helps with anorgasmia. To learn more about Bergafem, please visit our friends at bergamet.com. That's BERGAMET.com today. Or visit drdrew.com and click on the Bergamet banner today. This is a Dr. Drew approved product. However, you must be sure to consult with your doctor if taking medication. This does not replace medications prescribed by your physician for cardiovascular health. Support the show and get some Bergafem today, or any of the Bergamet products that apply to you if you aren't a woman. Try the Bergasport for muscle recovery, or look at the Mega Plus for heart health. All available at bergamet.com. Hello, Kim. It's Susan from Calling Out with Susan Pinsky. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful today. I'm so excited to have you on the podcast.
Oh, good to talk to you, too. I just thought my home phone, because I
don't think it has call waiting on it.
Oh, that's okay. Shouldn't. We always have little bleeps and bloops going on here anyways.
Okay.
I'm really professional. I try my
I see. I love it.
If you don't like the sound, too bad.
right. Too bad.
So I have this podcast about psychic mediums where I bring celebrities on, and it's sort of like Hollywood Medium. Have you ever seen that show?
Oh, no. I've heard about it with that guy.
Yeah, with Thomas.
Tyler Henry.
Anyway, so.
Yeah, Tyler. Yes.
We're here with two psychic mediums, two really, really good ones. One is Rebecca Fearing. She's here in the house, and also Khalees Simone. Rebecca is a local LA psychic, and then Khalees lives in New York, but she's Australian. So sometimes it's hard to understand what she's saying. So if you can't hear her, just let us know.
Try to use my American voice.
So, okay. Welcome to the show. So what I'm going to do is we're not going to say anything about you. They don't know who you are. They know your name's Kim, and they, I don't give anybody any kind of information in advance because I don't have to. They can just go right into reading you, and they can feel your spirits, and they can give you advice. And, you know, we'll just kind of let it flow. I'll let them decide how they want to do it because they seem to be working really well today together. So I'll let them just start reading you, and then we'll see where this goes.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Kim, how are you doing? This is Khalees.
Hi, Khalees. How are you?
I'm good. I really like your energy, by the way. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me on the show. Yeah. This is going to be interesting.
No worries. I just keep hearing as soon as you got on the phone that you've been waiting for this for a very long time. So I don't know if you have questions up your sleeve or you've just been building up to this moment, but I just keep hearing she's been waiting for a very long time and this needed to happen. So you're going to be mm-hmm. told exactly what you need to hear today. I'm being shown that particularly when you were growing up, particularly when you were younger, there were a lot of chances that you took and there were a lot of dead ends. Does that make sense to you, career-wise?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that this time the risk has finally paid off. So I'm not sure if you got your success later on in life, but I'm hearing this time the risk has finally paid off and you just needed more money in order to make it happen. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Yes, it does.
And you've been trying new angles over and over and over, but the best approach was to be yourself, and you've finally seen what that means and you've made it work. And the reason why it didn't work all the other times when you were younger is because you were trying to emulate other people around you and be better versions of them. But this time you made it on your own, and that's why Spirit said, okay, we'll let you have this one.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. I'm also being shown a strong connection in faith. So you do have a lot of faith, or you follow religion. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, trusting and believing and knowing that everything's going to work out in your favor. But I do feel like you have a lot of wisdom to share. So I don't know if you're on a talk show or if you help inspire people. Do you understand why I see you in front of an audience?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
and holding yes. a microphone and telling people how it is.
Yes.
And that you're not going to lay down and let people discuss things around you without giving your opinion.
Absolutely.
And I'm also seeing that you connect the right people together, and that's very important in the work that you do. You're the catalyst for change, and you're bringing issues to light, and you're helping people understand that work needs to be done in this world and that you're not going to sit around and wait for it to happen. We're going to make the changes ourselves.
That's right.
I also see that you're getting involved in political work and political issues, and that's it's weird. It's like a wheel. So like you've done it and it's coming around again. It's coming around again. So whatever you've done in the past with political issues, it feels like it's coming around again. So just be prepared to do that same work in the future.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I also feel like I want to talk about love and your love life. Do you mind if I talk about that really quick?
Oh, no, please. Go okay. right ahead.
I'm being shown that there's been a career change, and with the career change was a man change. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there was a career change and a man change, and he was meant to let go at that time. That mm-hmm. relationship was meant to be let go of, and I feel that you're like a butterfly coming out of its shell at that moment, and that you got your voice back. You were able to sing. You were able to speak. You were never again going to live in someone else's shadow, and you dress very well, particularly when you were younger. I've got like very sexy clothes. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's almost like the the more loudly that you dressed in the past, the less good you felt about yourself. It, not that the dressing made you feel bad, but like that was a time where you looked the most confident, but you felt the least confident. And now you've got both. You dress like you and you feel like you and you talk like you, and that's just makes you shine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, let me kick in. Hi, this is Rebecca Kim.
Hi, Rebecca.
Nice to meet you. I keep going to a vision of a house that is a two-story house. It has a rail that will go up to the first level, but it has then it turns and goes up. So you have a, I guess it's got, the staircase has two angles to it. I see a little girl on the staircase singing and hopping around. And then the kitchen is separate from, you know how nowadays the houses all flow into one big room. This kitchen is definitely separate, and I keep seeing people in there talking and eating. It is a lot of, there's wood floors, but it's a solid built house, but I don't know necessarily if that's in California. So did you recognize a house like that at all? There's a woman in there, and she's like doing something with, like, you know how people used to shuck peas in the day? Somebody's in there cooking, and there's two women in there talking. Somebody says, I'll get the coffee. So do you recognize a house like that at all?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Sounds like the house I grew up in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that like in the south, like Tennessee or Georgia or something like that?
I don't
that?
Really know. All I know is there's somebody Heights. Shucking. Oh, yeah, hey, that's why my family's from Ohio, right around Shaker Heights. Cleveland.
You know, yeah. My dad went to that high school.
Oh, wow. See, we all have, yeah, I feel like that because I'm in there and I could see, I feel the solidness of the house. And one lady is a little heavier set and the other one's lighter than her. And they're just talking about everybody and what they want to do and where they're going to go. And then somebody's calling in, come on, we're ready to eat now. So
very you positive seem like, family.
Yeah, yeah. You seem like you had a fairly busy household, and I do believe there is a grandmother there. Maybe she's mm-hmm. the one who is. Was your grandmother? Which one was the heavier set of two ladies? Might have been your mom, and then I don't know. There's even a great grandmother. So, did you know your great grandmother, the little one?
Yeah, I knew my mother's mom. Yes.
Yeah, or there might be a great grandmother too. I'm not sure, but there's mother, grandmother, you on the stairs.
And,
and maybe do you? I may have a brother. Do you have a little brother or was that a cousin that I saw?
I have a little brother.
Yeah, that's it because I'm going to your brother now. I'm going back in time because your grandmother's here and she said, oh my God, Kim, but do you go by two names? Because I don't know if she called you Kimmy or if she even called you Kim.
Yeah, sometimes I'll call Kimmy.
Kimmy, okay, because she's calling you Kimmy, and I want to go to your brother. That's where I go, because believe it or not, your brother was your son in another lifetime, and his struggles might be a little more than yours were, but, I mean, he seemed like a lively kid. But do you have any questions about your brother? Because I'm feeling emotional about him, actually.
Oh, my brother. Well, just that he is...
He's alive. You know, yeah.
Just finding his own peace and life and... You know, his work and becoming the man that he needs to be.
Right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense because it's his karma was not it's not that it's not peaceful, but he had a lot to accomplish in this lifetime, and they're just giving him that kind of push, and he's very sensitive for a man. And kind of emotional, and he's a bit mm-hmm. psychic too. He's kind of like an empath. So he, I think giving you, and you talk to him, I hope, because there is that connection to brother, sister, but mother, son. And so he mm-hmm. does need that sometimes. He's very proud of you. He talks to other people about you as if he loves you and is very proud of you. But here's these women. There's three of them all staring at me, and they want me, and they want me to talk about your love life now. Okay.
All right. So let's talk about the,
okay.
Yeah. The man
you're
going to
have
life.
The, this man, he has bright eyes, nice teeth.
oh, good.
He could have a little facial hair.
Yeah, I was worried about the teeth. But yeah.
The teeth are good, okay?
No big, good nice tooth, teeth, no
white
good.
Teeth. Yeah, maybe a little facial hair. He's funny as all get up, as you are. I mean, you make me laugh so hard also. So, but he has a serious side. He makes his own money, so he doesn't need yours. You will be introduced by somebody who you least expect. He may be of the sign of Leo, or he is close to a Leo, which would be born in the month of August. And he knows your sensitive side, but he likes every bit of your body, so no worries, okay? And I mean, it's a little personal, but he thinks you have the best derriere in town, okay? So there's nothing there that he doesn't like. No, well, that's Rebecca. What it says.
I love it.
And you're going to be getting closer and closer together. It's like a growing relationship. This isn't a one-off thing. This is growing more and more. So be prepared to welcome someone into your life.
Yeah, and it's not that he likes you mind, body, and soul. He likes what you have to say. He's emotionally engaged.
It's not going
he
anywhere.
Wants to do
and a booty.
Yeah, he likes a booty. Okay, but he it's friendship into love, love into in love. You know, he's courting you. He wants to be emotionally intimate with you. At first, you're like, is this for real? Could this really be happening? But there's a woman on the other side.
Have you met this person yet, or is it? Are you?
You know, it's hard to say. It's hard. No, it's.
He's very closely around you, so it might be very soon.
Is he younger or is he older?
I don't think he's older. I think he has a nice age.
He's probably close to your age because he doesn't feel like he's dramatically older or dramatically younger.
Okay. And remember when I said earlier? I said on another episode we did, and remember I saw KK? It's probably Kim. I wonder if he has a K name too.
Ooh.
Because your initials aren't KK, are they?
No, but my mother is. That's her name, KK.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, you know what? Why. I felt your mother here earlier because I said,
"Oh, that was weird." Hearing Kelly kind of or Charlie. Going on now.
Yeah, no, I said KK earlier.
Yeah,
remember?
And I heard Kelly and Charlie. I heard the curse. I wasn't sure if they were people. Those names don't mean anything to you, do they?
But that makes sense to KK because of the scene I saw in the kitchen in the house where you're growing up. And your mother is very much... around you. So I'm confused if she's alive or not. I know I see her mother there. So, but I feel like KK is very involved in helping you in any way she can.
Right. My grandmother, my mother's mother passed, and my mother passed 6 years ago, this summer.
That makes sense because that's why I'm in the kitchen at your house when you're a kid about six, jumping around on the stairs, see your little brother playing. So KK and Grandma are here for you, and they're like this. We're so proud of you. We're proud of your work. We love everything you're doing, but they said we want you to be in love too. So these two are matchmakers, if you ask me. That's why I heard, get to her love life. Get to her love life.
They don't want you to take the work so seriously. They want time for your personal life as well.
Yeah, so KK is very involved. She said, oh my God, I can't believe you got it, Rebecca. And Kelly, she's like, you know, loves you so much, and she's giving a big hug and a kiss, and they're just like so excited. You have no idea. And please, can you tell your brother how much they love him also? And I didn't know if you had a sister. I just saw you and your brother there. I'm not sure if there's another child.
Yeah. I have an older brother and a younger brother.
Right. I couldn't see because you were the youngest of the two kids.
You were the boss.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely was the boss.
You were the boss. Middle,
but me and my youngest brother are very close in age, like 13 months apart.
Yeah.
11
did you make
apart.
Them dress up or play games with you or pretend to act out things and you told them what to do and what to say?
Yes, because
I have you lining them up being like, you're going to stand there and you're going to do this and you're going to be this. So they're like, no. And you're like, yes. And then they're okay there and then they do it.
Yeah, well, I saw a dress up. That's when she was on the stairs. So, and there's a man named Joseph with them. It could be like what you getting, Charles Joseph or Joseph Charles. But there's definitely a gentleman standing back there with them that wants to acknowledge you. Also, again, common names. But I'm glad that KK got through because, my God, she's something else, your mother.
I believe that one.
Yeah.
She was so ill and she still would not let go. Do you understand
that? Oh, yeah.
She should have let go so much way before she did. She held on and held on. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. And then eventually, okay, I'm tired now.
Yeah. She needed to go. She was hanging on.
Yeah.
Right. And is there a Kevin close to you? She just says the name Kevin.
Oh, wow. Kevin. Yeah. There's a friend of mine, Kevin Hibbert, who was very close to her.
Yeah. Can you please?
And a friend of mine, but this was years ago. But, yeah, still friends.
Yeah, still friends. Can you please tell Kevin that KK said hello and she's sending her love?
Oh, my God.
How's he going to take that?
I don't know if he's going to be able to handle that.
She says he can handle it.
Heaven, I would definitely tell him.
I know. Yeah. It's so fun when you tell people you had a psychic reading and they're like, you know, my mom says hi. And they're like, what?
You can listen to. And she's in a beautiful place in heaven. She says she has a great garden, but they sit and they talk and they eat because those ladies can cook up a storm. And I'm hungry now, right?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
so.
Smells good, whatever they made.
And was your father or anybody in your family medical professional? Because you had a nice house, and you guys were well taken care of. So it is, you know, it looked like I wanted to say doctor, a medical professional, or somebody around that area. I mean, you lived in a nice neighborhood because the house I saw was really nice.
Architects, big house.
Oh, no wonder. Oh, yeah, it's a big house. It was
clean,
really
too.
Nice.
Big and clean, open and airy.
Yeah, professional, very, very professional.
Isn't it weird how she can see where you live and teleport
there? Yeah, that was uncomfortable. Wow.
They only see what they need to see. They don't see
right, her. Right. That was very good. I'm glad she doesn't see these dirty drawers on the floor.
That's what I was saying.
No. I see that. I don't see. I don't really even see into your house too much. I went back in time to the big house in Ohio and knew that you had to have somebody, especially your father, that was a professional because of the way the house looked and the upper stairs and the nice windows and. You know, it was good.
Windows, I'm hearing. Bay windows.
Mm-hmm. And good schools. And, you know, there's, you know, I don't know. It was just a lot of Jews in Shaker Heights.
There's a lot of Jews. That's exactly.
There was a lot of Jews. Yeah, and you guys are, you're not Jewish, but it didn't matter. You get along with everybody. And it looked like there was somebody, your dad, I felt, was talking to you. But I think he had the name of Dan. But I don't know if you would have known him because it's your father's life and all. Your dad knew a lot of people.
Dan?
Yeah, Dan or Daniel.
Dan is my grandfather.
But did you know a Daniel at all?
Yeah, my father's friend Dan. Moved to Africa together when we were little and he was building schools.
Oh, wow.
And Dan went over there and took his family and we took our family.
Dad took us. There's a story about Dan. Yeah, that's what they wanted me to know because your history of your family is really interesting. You should write about it sometime.
Yeah.
You think,
You've been given a lot of opportunities to talk about your past in the work that you're doing now, and there's still a fire within you energetically that has not been put out. So even though you might feel like you're coming to the end of what you wanted to do, that fire will not be put out until you've, I'm hearing, made your millions.
I think she's funny. I thought you did comedy. I have no clue what you do. I just think you're as funny as all get up. You're intelligent. You're educated. Your family is amazing. Your story, you know, going with Dan to Africa. I mean, like, I don't know anybody that had a story like that. So, I mean, there's lots of people.
I want to go back to the Mega Millions. I mean, I need to hear that one more time.
Yes, the fire is not going to be put out until those millions are made.
Yeah.
And that you've shown a lot of people your work and you're still waiting for it to get picked up. So I don't know if you've put together a DVD type of thing or if you've actually written a book. Oh, a series. There's something about a series. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, that does.
Yeah, and there's a contract around the series, but it hasn't been picked up. But then when it does, and it will be tweaked, it will be rewritten by other people, then there will be more money coming in, and then you'll be able to play the role that you always wanted to play. And I feel you're going to be the main role in this, the lead. Is that correct?
Yeah.
No, you're amazing.
You're on the right track. Just keep going with it. Be patient. It's about timing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Dramedy, comedy, something.
It's about a family, correct?
Come out with this.
Always about timing. That's true.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but I feel like there's a family in this series that we follow around. So am I correct with that?
It could be because there's a couple projects.
Oh, I see. The one with the family feels like it's more appealing and gets picked up the fastest. But don't be afraid. To just hand it in half done. I keep feeling like just give them the words. Leave out the pictures, give them the words. Just, you know, just go for it. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just get it in front of the right people.
And have you ever worked at Warner Brothers? I keep going to the Warner Brother lot, the two of them.
Oh, wow. Yes, I've worked at Warner Brothers before.
Yeah, because the spirits of Warner Brothers are calling your name. So, I'm telling you, you got some
That's
of the
a cool
great.
Message.
We have NBC now too. We have Wasserman here. Lou Wasserman thinks you're amazing, and then
oh, hi Lou.
Yeah, he loves you, and he said she's something else. You know, she's a good person, and you know we want to help her over here. So you got some of the greats looking after you, and there you're going to get a bite. I think, unlike Khalees said. On a big project where you'll get back to the millions, but it could be even as soon as May or early June. Also by 2018, you should be rocking and rolling in some of these projects. Just put it out there. Don't close any door. And I think we got Lou over there helping you, so it's amazing. And then this is another one. And I'm serious. I'm not fooling around here. I see Walt Disney. Well, I don't know how much you did ABC, but he wants to help.
Oh, it might even be a
Walt
voiceover.
Walt Disney's here?
Yeah.
You
got,
might
hey,
be
Walt,
doing it like
thanks
a,
for joining us.
A voiceover for a Disney show or yeah. a Disney movie.
That's wow.
the Disney connection.
Wow.
But real quick, when you get the funding, you're not going to be excited about it. You're going to be so organized and so in the flow and in the zone. It's just going to be expected. You're going to be like, oh, of course I got the funding.
You're going to be a star. And a project out of the storylines out of Chicago, unexpected that you love it, and it cast you in a very interesting role that might have two going from a young woman to an older woman, playing older than yourself. So this is going to be, it's amazing, amazing, amazing story. You'll be a big part of it and you'll love it. And it may entail something Italian along with the story that comes out of Chicago. So let's keep it in mind.
Oh my God, was that Italian? Italian man, maybe? Okay.
Yeah, had to do with the
Let's
Italians.
Bring some Italian man.
I'm not kidding, these were Italians. So yeah, if I were you, I'd open up to the possibility of love and prosperity. And like Lisa said, the millions and millions. But your family on it's the other coming. Side is 100% looking after you and sharing the memories a little bit with our audience today. And just want you to know how much they love you and care about you. And I don't know if the woman's name is Florence or Flo, or if that's Italy. That could be Florence and Italy also.
Oh, it could be, yeah.
Yeah. So I think you're definitely going Italian.
I might be going Italian. Hey.
Hey.
Italy. Oh, my gosh. I could take you girls home. I need you all to be with me every day. I can listen to you over and over and over again.
Oh,
well,
thank you.
Tell a friend. They're
my gosh,
amazing.
I mean, it was just very interesting because the things that that you talked about, especially like even Disney and the movie and you know, just all the things, you know, I actually work for Disney right now.
Oh, so.
There we go.
I'm telling you,
saw Walt was here.
No, he's still here because you know what?
He's petting my dog.
He loves you. He thinks the project's going to go well, and they just redid his offices, which I happened to be invited to go see.
Wow.
So you should go
cool.
and stop by and sit in his new remodeled office and just give him a big hug and a kiss because that's what he's giving you.
Well, that's definitely a coincidence that you've just been to the Disney offices and she works for Disney. How about
that? Well, I haven't
that?
Been yet. They invited me to go. I haven't gone yet. Yeah, but he's
how's
here.
How's that for a connection?
Yeah, and I'm serious cool. about Walt Disney. He appears to me when somebody has something to do with him or his studios. And my friend lived on his property and sold it recently. And that's where I first saw him. He saw me and I saw him. Ever since that, he's definitely been appearing to people that have – not just random people like you. And I thought I was wrong. But then he tipped his hat to me, took it off, and he said to tell you hello and how much he appreciates your talent.
Wow.
Wow.
I always like to tell people that Walt Disney was in my Playroom podcast
hey,
studio.
You've got Lou and Walt Disney. What else do you need, right?
I know. Yeah. It's awesome.
Wow. Wow. What about, I've been looking for houses, you know, I'm trying to move.
What do you think?
And, you know.
I keep seeing townhouses. Are you trying to move into a highly populated area, Kim?
I guess.
Like brownstones, townhouses, different to what you grew up in.
Yes.
Yeah. You're looking for something. It's like in a fancy neighborhood, smaller square footage, but nice finishings is what I'm seeing. And that there's been a lot of negotiation. And it's not just you. There's people moving in with you. So you think you're moving into your own place. The whole family is going to be coming. You better have a guest room or extra beds.
Yeah. And make room for that Italian stallion.
there might be another mortgage as well. So just be prepared to have all your financials ready. But I do feel that there'll be a move within the next 12 months. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see 2017. It could very well be this year.
And I see water. So I don't know where you live, if that's the ocean or the Hudson River, but there's something about water not too far.
Okay.
So, but you know what? I always tell people, and it doesn't mean anything about religion. You can get a little statue of St. Joseph. You can find it on the internet. Place it where you want to live, and you're going to get it. Because your father, I keep seeing the spirit of your father, and he keeps saying to me, I will help you. He will help you. And don't settle. Get what you love. Hold out.
Actually, yeah, there's going to be two. So you might have a townhouse and then a country house, or a house in the highly populated area and one you can escape to. Make sure you have that one to escape to, because that's where you'll have your own space.
Mm-hmm. In LA, I see Los Angeles a lot around her, but I don't know.
These girls can talk.
Three different states that you could have property. So
I don't even have to be on this show today. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
Wash.
Well, you got some pickings here.
So, okay, Kim, I hope this has opened your eyes to your future and helps calm you and make you feel like, you know, you're in a good place. And obviously everybody knows you are. Kim Whitley is a comedian and an actress.
Oh, cool.
She's
Oh, she is funny. I knew she was funny.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
See, she knew you were funny.
You knew she was an actress. I knew she was funny.
Yeah. It's always, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I see Octavia. That was just coming out of my mouth. So you might do some work with Octavia.
What about all the activism stuff, Kim? What is that you're doing?
Say it again?
All that activism stuff where you're like talking to groups and inspiring them. What's that I'm saying?
Oh, well, you know what? Since I do on stage, I do stand-up, but I do...
Oh, maybe it's the stand-up.
Speaking engagements and I've been getting into politics a little bit here and there and working with the Special Needs Network, my first board member assignment. So
what are you working on right now?
As far as a TV show?
Yes.
I'm on a show called Young and Hungry on it was originally ABC Family. They've changed the name now to Freeform, which is owned, all of them are under the Disney umbrella.
Oh.
And she's an adorable little boy. I have a radio show. I'm on a syndicated radio show with Tom Joyner on Thursday mornings with Sherry Shepherd. And
Busy lady.
I have a documentary out on iTunes called Dying Laughing.
That's about it.
I have a movie in theaters called Fist Fight.
Oh, yeah, you're in Fist Fight. That's right. That's right. I saw you in that. That was like the best part of the whole thing. I actually was watching it. Drew and I went, and it's the part where you're laughing at him because you're like, you're not going to send the ambulance because he's having a fight. And
Oh, speaking of fighting. Hello, spirit.
No, but that's right. So, anyway, the lights went out in the movie theater right after her part, and we all had to leave. So I didn't get to see the end. Wow. I don't know what happened.
Well,
so
maybe that's all you needed to see.
I had to see.
You've seen Kim.
She's
we can all go home.
She's like, "There's Kim."
What happens? And then the dogs interrupt.
Right.
Okay. Well. You have adorable little child too, and Kim was on This Life or on Weekly Infusion, and she talks about her son's allergies, and he's adorable. His name's Johnny or Joshua, right?
Well, yeah,
and he's so cute. I'm going to show them the picture. He's so cute. But
oh, good, please do. He's 6 years old, and
look at him. He's so adorable.
Oh my gosh! Oh, he's gorgeous.
Oh my god! Your mom thinks he's KK thinks he's just the light of her life.
Yes.
So proud.
Yeah.
Yes.
Was this your first psychic reading ever?
No. I've done it before, but not often. I've maybe had three in my life.
Uh huh.
That's why you were waiting a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's been a long time.
Thanks for letting us read for you.
It's always a pleasure to have somebody who's doing really well and invite Walt Disney into my studio and kind of makes me more legit, I guess. But it's so nice of you to open up your world to us. And I hope that, you know, you take something good away from this.
Yeah, you're amazingly funny. You make me, you inspire me. I do a little comedy sometimes. So
yay. I want to thank you ladies for allowing me to get a chance to actually get a moment with my mother and my grandmother. That's always amazing and exciting just to, you know, for them to say hello to people and that they're watching me and around me. So
Go ahead.
They think you're great.
Yeah, they do. They talk about Euclid and Shaker Heights and you know, all the different people down there, how Cleveland is so much amazing now. So how it's changed a lot. And just Lake Erie, I know it's all about Ohio.
My grandfather, Daniel, lived there with my grand. That's why I thought maybe he was popping in too. But it's, that's where my dad was raised. So yeah, it's kind of interesting.
Oh, good people. Good people in Ohio.
And her father made some amazing, not only even just if it was houses, it buildings. Your dad was quite amazing, actually.
Yes.
He wants in on the action. He wants a little.
He built a lot of buildings and houses in Cleveland.
He told me. He said I built a lot of. I don't even know if I'm talking to him here or there, but he's talking to me. He said, "No, I did commercial buildings too."
Yes, big ones.
So his name is stamped all over Cleveland. They're still there. A lot of them are still there.
Interesting. Wow. Yes. Well, I'm glad we had this time together. But thanks again. I really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you so much. It was absolutely wonderful. And of course, you gals and anybody else can follow me on social media across the board under my name, just KYM, Kim Whitley. And I appreciate you. And I will be looking out for you ladies to see what you're doing next and who you're reading.
Okay,
keep in touch.
Thank you. Tell a friend.
Hey, it was very fun.
I sure will. Thank you. And thank you, everybody.
Not too shabby, you guys. So
great job.
I think we're gonna have Dr. Drew read an ad for one of our proud sponsors. So listen up, and we have a caller calling in right after this.
Now, a couple of months ago, I was in my medical office and I noticed some samples of a rehydration solution called Hydrolite. Just so happens I was about to undergo a colonoscopy, a routine medical procedure, and I was going to get dehydrated if I didn't be careful. And I thought, well, this stuff will be perfect. It's exactly what I need. I was absolutely impressed. The results were precisely what I was looking for. And not only did that rehydration solution get me through the procedure without becoming dehydrated, they have another product, these fizzy tablets that give you the same rehydration solution just in a little portable tablet. You just obviously add it to water. And that was something I always wanted to invent. I did not understand why we did not have an oral solution that you could hold in your pocket in the form of a tablet that would help us, say you had some vomiting or some other GI distress. It seemed perfectly sensible to me that you could put a little fizzy tablet in and have the rehydrating solution right there in your hand. And they created this. That's why I'm excited about Hydrolite, and we're welcoming them to the family. It's rapid, effective recovery from dehydration, requires a proper balance of sodium, glucose, and water. So if you're sick, you've been vomiting, or maybe heavy perspiration, even from exercise, water does not cut it. You need what's called fluid. Sports drinks are far less effective and are not balanced for the rehydration, for maintaining your body volume. Simply, Hydrolite's formulation is based on established science. It is the best rehydration product I've seen or tried. They dominate in other countries, and they're no doubt going to dominate here. You won't need IVs if you're tolerating orals. You can use Hydrolite. Comes in flavors, orange, berry, lemonade, available, as I said, in that pre-mixed drink or a powder or the effervescence tablets that I was mentioning before. Simply drop it into a glass or a bottle of water and boom. Compared to sports drinks, Hydrolite delivers up to 4 times the electrolytes with 75% less sugar. That's what you need. You need volume quickly. Hydrolite solutions are appropriate for all ages, and each bottle or package includes easy-to-follow dosing instructions. You can find Hydrolite at Rite Aid or online at Amazon. And for more information, visit Hydrolite.com. That is Hydrolyte, Hydrolite.com.
Okay, we're back, and we're here with a caller. Her name is Robin.
Oh. Robin!
Robin, we were trying
Hello.
To. While we were on the break, we were trying to guess her name, and nobody was getting it.
No,
so
we weren't getting.
They're
it.
Not
what's,
really
what's
psychic.
What's the first initial of your last name?
M. No.
Robin, are you there?
Robin, hi, Robin.
I'm here.
So we have Khalees Simone and Rebecca Fearing here. We're going to tag team you, and she has kind of an interesting story about how she had 2 boyfriends. Before she was married. Are you married?
Yeah, 3 boyfriends.
You had 3 boyfriends Woo-hoo. That you looked up after you were married. How dare you? And
I know, hoochie.
Are they all gone?
No, she wasn't. Oh. She says, P.S., good thing I wasn't a hoochie mama. But she feels like she's a psychic black widow of sorts because
yeah.
because she had three boyfriends that are all dead.
Oh, I just said that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I saw them.
Yeah, oh, she said they're all gone.
Yeah, they're all gone because they're all coming in the room right now. And they're, one of them is really cute, so I'm having a good time looking at them.
Did one of them have darker skin than the other two?
Yes.
Yes, because I saw a guy who's... Yeah, you see it too. Yeah, he's darker. And it's like, whoa, okay.
Yeah. And I
they don't look the same.
We're going to be tag-teamed by ghosts in here. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I noticed that too, that one was really different looking than the other. Maybe the other two had slight the same color. But one is shorter than the other, I do believe, also.
I get a poetry vibe. I don't know if one of them was a Renaissance man or a songwriter or something like that. But would you understand one of them's more artsy than the other two?
One of them's what?
More artsy.
Artsy.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because I've got the artsy guy with the candles, and then I've got like a more sort of quiet, logical, conservative guy. And I feel like you only dated the conservative guy to change it up. Like, you weren't actually interested in him. You just wanted something different.
And then I'm not sure if this guy belongs to you. He seems to be coming along with these guys, but he's blonde. He has a nice build. I don't know that he's overly tall, but he keeps bugging me to look at him and says that you know him. He's like, I know her. She was really beautiful and I really loved her, but I don't think you wanted him or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, which one was that? Was that one of the boyfriends?
The lighter-haired guy.
Sort of.
Would you understand that one of them had Lyme?
He thought so, yeah.
Right, that's what he thought. He thought so, that's what I mean. So she might have four hair. But anyway, this guy goes, she didn't want me. I was in love with her. Tell her I love her. Tell her I miss her. Tell her I'm gonna try again next life.
Who had the lung or the stomach cancer?
Oh my gosh. Did one of them have lung or stomach cancer?
I think that was him.
Oh, okay. That's why I'm getting lung cancer, stomach cancer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
But he says he's still able to drink on the other side, but you don't get drunk and you don't. He's giving us a beer. So.
He's very flirty. He's very flirty, this man. Yeah. He has a big heart. Yeah. Oh my gosh, did one of them have a heart attack as well?
I don't know. I don't know what the dark-skinned one, I can't find out.
That's what you have to know.
Okay, the dark-skinned one, I actually feel he had a disease. I did hear that the heart stopped, but I don't feel that's with him. I feel like he had a disease that he passed from because I'm seeing it as like it could have been several days or several weeks, but it wasn't a quick passing like out of the blue, like an accident or anything. Do you see anything with that, Rebecca, on how he passed?
I also see the name Michael, which is common, and a lot of people have it. Mm. But there's one of them that knows a Michael very well, and he is somebody that you might find some information through. So you'd have to track down through somebody who knows somebody that knows somebody exactly what happened, or you could look on his death certificate. But he will get the information to you.
Yeah.
You had three boyfriends in high school?
Would you know if one
That's
of them...
impressive. Wait, I was just reading her bio. It says, it appears that every boyfriend I had in high school has died. You had three boyfriends in high school?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive.
Is that a lot?
No, they said you were a cute girl, but they all like... they had nice legs and a
She had
smile.
A lot of time on her hands is what I'm hearing. Were you not doing your schoolwork?
Well, you know.
Maybe that was your schoolwork.
So anyways, isn't that...
They didn't all know that I had them at the same time.
Yeah, they know they now. They knew. But I just saw you sitting in the car with one of these guys and you were just joking around and you're going to go out and go to a party, as they call kickbacks now. And no, you're really attractive girl. Yeah, they all said she's cute as can be. And they just, you know, I think there are various ways they pass and you're not even that old. So you don't even look older than, I mean, you really look like you're in your 30s, but are you in your 40s now?
I am, yeah.
You've got a very big smile. It's very nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I try.
Yeah, and do you remember?
But I did love them. I loved them with every ounce of my being.
They loved you too, though. Mm-hmm.
They love you still, if you're asking me, the blonde. He's loving you every day. Your husband's got some multidimensional admirers there with you too. And
I feel like one of them was super into dieting and being really healthy. Do you remember who that was?
I'm sorry, but what?
One of them was really into keeping a healthy diet.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I keep seeing this lettuce, and I'm like, why lettuce? And he's showing me I'm very healthy, lots of lettuce. Yeah. He loved you the most. He wants to win this competition, and he said he loved you the most and that he supported you all the way through the hard times. Was there a problem with your dad as well, or your parents not being nice to you?
He was my stepdad, and he was horrible.
Yeah, because I get a lot of trauma in childhood, and that this boyfriend supported you the most, and he said, I would have never left her, I would have never let her down. So you broke up with him, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's a Tony or Anthony trying to break through here, too. Or there was somebody who really liked you also, named Anthony. So my thing is, you had a lot of admirers.
God, and they're all dead? That's so weird.
I don't know who that would be right now.
Would you recognize that one of them had a short name? I've got three letters, almost like a Don, Tom, Bon.
No, that's mine.
Oh, that's you. I'm sorry.
You better go. Yeah, okay, we'll talk later.
Okay.
To me.
Okay. Not okay. Welcome. Not welcome. Not now. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, Don
back
and Tom,
to Robin.
Brother,
I am having so much fun watching you guys.
And she's picking up my
Take
boyfriend.
Take some pictures, Susan.
Now your boyfriend's here.
Yeah, I had a Don. I had a brother named Tom, and they both recently passed. So
I'm so sorry.
We'll go past that. Yeah. No, well, that's what I mean. I had a lot of
boyfriends
we'll talk
later.
Too.
Yeah.
Is my ex-boyfriend here too? Bob?
Oh, yes. That's what I was going to say. Oh, my God.
Hey, why not? It'll be a party.
Yeah, hey. They're all here. Don and Tom and Bob and I don't know.
Greg? Is there
Steve?
Greg.
Oh, God. We got a whole room of guys.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, so.
Is there anything you want to ask them, Robin?
The second boyfriend, he was the one that was very healthy. He was actually a firefighter.
Ooh.
And,
And you were in high school? Hold on, backtrack. You're dating a firefighter in high school.
No, he became a firefighter.
He became one, yeah.
Oh, I see.
They said that he went out for a hike by himself and fell. And no one found him for, I think it was a few weeks. Ooh. But did he really fall? Or did he purposely go out there?
What's his first name?
Oh, no,
sorry?
What's his name?
His first name?
His first name is Brett.
Brett, no. Just so I can tune in the right energy. You go if you're picking
firemen are always named Brett. Have you ever
It was an
that?
Accident.
I hear concussed.
It was an accident.
Yeah, there's a slippery, rocky part where I think he just lost his footing. And then I don't know if he died right away, right when he hit the head, but he didn't have, he was unconscious. And so,
Coma, like he just kind of went to sleep.
Yeah, he did that to get out because it was peaceful.
And it's warm too. Was he somewhere warm? I feel hot, I'm in the sun, like it's hot and dry.
100% it was a total accident because he went out there to be calm because of his work was very hard to clear his mind.
Okay.
Yeah, and he
slipped. Okay,
He had been sitting.
I just didn't know if he was down in the dumps or something. I don't know.
No, and I feel he left a woman behind. Did he have a wife or a girlfriend at the time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, an ex-wife, and he had kids, and
Yeah, because I feel there's people left behind. And he meant to tell them that he loved them, but he never did. So I don't know if we'll ever get that message to them, but they know that he's with them.
Yeah, I see him was sitting in this place that seems like a little bit of a view, and he was a nice-looking guy, a fit guy, didn't look bald. He looked, I don't even know if he had a hat on, but before he fell and he was sitting somewhere contemplating, his life, and then I think the accident happened after that. So he definitely was not committing suicide. He has no signs of that.
No, there was no struggle, no intent, nothing like that.
Aw.
Good. Good.
Well, I hope that helped you.
It does. And can I ask one more thing? My grandfather, I'm told that I act a lot like my grandpa. My grandpa died when he was 22.
Oh, wow.
And my mom barely knew him. And I, of course, don't know anything about him. But is he anywhere around?
I just hear wild child. Was he known as a wild child?
Yeah.
When you talk about him, I get a 60s California beach vibe, beach boy vibe. Does that make sense for your grandfather?
He was
he must have been older than that.
He was crazy, but he loved his mama.
Well, I'll tell you this. I feel horses around him for some reason.
Oh.
And I don't know what you have to do with Texas, but he's here now. And I got the California Beach Boy, but I got that from one of her boyfriends, maybe.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you got that from, you know, you got that from my boyfriend probably because we went to a beach party.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's
no problem.
Yeah, that's she's, but your grandfather is coming in strong for you now. And he told me, do you have the three kids yet? But he told me you got babies, so you must have a couple of kids.
I have one, but I have grandbabies.
Oh, already, huh? Grandbabies?
Yeah.
Wow. Because he showed me three kids, so maybe that has something to do with three grandchildren. But mm-hmm. he's a funny guy. Oh, my God, you guys, he makes me laugh so hard. I want to start laughing so hard. I want to laugh so hard. And he said he was kind of a crazy guy, but he loved your grandmother more than anything with life itself. I mean, the minute he saw her, he was in love with her. But is your grandmother still alive?
No. No, she died when she was 33.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so they both died really young. So they're together.
Yeah.
And his mother, oh, of course, she knew how to put up with him. Even she'd yell at him. She loved him to death. I mean, it's so funny, the scene. But he told me that you're getting a new car and that that you should be careful of the sun. And he, because you're a lot, you like the sun, and he just wants you to stay away from anything on the skin, so be very careful with that. But yet he told me you're going to Hawaii. Maybe that's what he's talking about, so don't get sunburned.
All right.
Robin, they needed to be together. That's why she let go so soon.
I'm sorry?
Your grandma. It's almost like she couldn't function without him. That's why she let go at such a young age.
Yeah.
They needed to be together. And they are together now.
Very
happy.
They
joke around. And if you find that you miss, you have missing objects around the house and things like that, that's them. They're very mischievous. You have two very mischievous spirits there.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Okay.
I feel great.
I'm so glad. And thanks for downloading the app. And also, I like your spirit. I do. I think,
well,
I'm sorry
you.
All your boyfriends are dead, but, you know, sometimes that's better anyways. You need to move on. So.
Yeah, I felt like I would be the, you know, the psychic spin the bottle, you know. Wherever it landed, you guys would have luck of the draw.
I kind of wish a couple of mine were dead. But,
oh, and it won't happen again, Robin. It happened in threes, so you're in the clear.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Isn't that weird? That, yeah. Who knew? And the way that it happened is like, after how many years, you know, that I would just
look them all
instantly
up.
Find out about it.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that is weird.
Well,
it was amazing.
You have answers now, and I appreciate the call. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and thanks for calling. I want to shout out to our calling out sponsor, Bergamet, and the product Bergafem. Whether you're premenopausal or post, have changes in libido, energy, or just low metabolism, or have hot flashes, there's an all-natural solution that can help. It's called Bergafem. Bergafem is a dietary supplement made with organic extracts from the bergamot citrus fruit, which is known to have medicinal properties that can improve cardiovascular function. Also, it can help fight high blood pressure, high cholesterol, high blood sugar, and abdominal fat. But what makes Bergafem different is its combination of natural ingredients specifically formulated for women facing the dreaded menopause. I've been taking Bergafem for over a month now, and I've noticed increased energy and libido and reduction in hot flashes. I've got so much energy, I'm back in the gym and working on my diet. Bergamet is derived from the key extracts of the bergamot citrus fruit. It acts as a natural statin, or in scientific terms, an HMG-CoA reductase inhibitor, and has properties that may lower triglycerides and raise your HDL. There's 47% bergamot, 45% Bulgarian Tribulus testris, and a little Mecca, or Peruvian gold, in there. Sounds pretty hot to me. And last but not least, Damiana. This herb has traditionally been used as an aphrodisiac. Modern research has shown an increase in the strength of eggs in females and helps with anorgasmia. To learn more about Bergafem, please visit our friends at bergamet.com. That's bergamet.com today. Or visit drdrew.com and click on the Bergamet Batter today.
This is a Dr. Drew approved product. However, you must be sure to consult with your doctor if taking medication. This does not replace medications prescribed by your physician for cardiovascular health. Support the show and get some Bergafem today or any of the Bergamet products that apply to you if you aren't a woman. Try the Bergasport for muscle recovery or look at the Mega Plus for heart health. All available at bergamet.com. Hi, it's Susan from Calling Out with Susan Pinsky. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. I just want to, I've got two psychic mediums here. I have Rebecca Fearing and Khalees Simone. And I wanted to see if you wanted to have a psychic reading after downloading my app.
Yes, thank you. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Well, this is Megan, and she says she doesn't have a juicy story because I ask for juicy stories when you email me at callingout@drdrew.com. And I think maybe you could probably, you know, we'll let them just dive in, and then you can ask a question and see where it goes.
Sounds good.
Hey, Megan, it's Khalees. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm being told that even though you don't have a juicy story, you have a past. Would you understand that?
Yes.
And I'm being shown parties, and I'm being shown men, and I'm being shown that you've had a lot of fun, and also that you've kind of fallen into your career, but you've done really well at what you're doing. Does that make sense to you?
No.
Oh, well, keep going with it, because I see that you're striving to achieve something very, very specific. This is how it's being shown to me. But then you actually end up making money doing something else. So you may need to understand that what you think you had set out to do is not always the path you'll end up on. So I do feel that there's been an intention to head down one path and success with the other path that you fall into. Be very open to the signs and be very prepared to see that spirit will lead you in the right direction.
And do you have connections to the Midwest? I'm in the Midwest looking around. I don't know. It's still a little cold.
I have a little bit of connection there. I'm not there, but...
Yeah. I didn't think you were living there, but who you know in the Midwest, maybe you can give them a call. I think they need to have that kind of interaction if you feel comfortable with that. It seems to be immediately that you should call. I'm curious, do you feel comfortable calling to this person?
I really can't think who exactly it would be. I have family there, but I can't think of one specific person I'm close to or what.
You have an aunt there? Aunt? Let me see.
I wonder if these two are connected. While Rebecca's talking about the Midwest, I'm also hearing about a house being put on the market. Do you understand why that's coming up?
We've been thinking about it.
Yeah, the house is going to be put on the market, so it may be that you travel to the Midwest or it may be that your broker's from the Midwest, but there's a connection between what she was saying about calling someone. It could be a property valuation, but that the house must be put on the market because in 2016 there was a price move and you missed an opportunity. Do you understand that? Because you stood your ground. Yeah. And that was okay, but the next move feels like it's at the end of this year, so you might want to do something before that happens.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe. I'm still getting to the Midwest. So, you know, I mean, I'm picking up a lot about your mom. I don't know if that's your mom's side of the family, but you might hear through the grapevine. I think Khalees is right about you. I think you're going to be selling your house. So I think someone's trying to get in from the other side on this. Something's going on with her that she doesn't know about, but it's not negative. It's family related. And there's someone who's adamant to try to get through our microphones. That happens on my show all the time.
Uh-huh.
And they actually start talking to us. That'd be kind of cool, Susan, if that happens.
I didn't hear anything. What did you hear?
Yeah, I heard a big click.
Oh, I did hear that.
Yeah. And so, but I'm trying to find out, now you're married. Is that correct?
Right.
Megan? Okay. And your husband is more dark-haired than blonde or brownish hair? I don't feel a real blonde.
Yes.
Okay. And was
he... And you know what's funny? He's Italian.
Oh, I was just talking about a bunch of Italian
people. We were the last caller was Kim Whitley, and she we were talking about Italy, and she was all excited because she maybe this is her. This was her.
Okay, I was talking about Italians, and I was talking a little bit about a guy named Tony or Anthony from the other. Yeah,
see,
I'm going ahead of my time tonight.
Yeah. You're piggybacking because like the next guest is coming. Yeah, you always go.
Yeah,
forward.
I'm going. I go ahead of myself because I'm going. I had. It's funny. Okay, so that,
who's Tony?
That's my husband.
Yeah, see, it's her husband. There it is. So what I did was, yeah, and there's people here from
poor
the
Kim
other...
Whitley thinks she's going to Italy.
No.
She may very well be. She thinks she's going to
find an Italian guy. She's going to be bummed now. And she
No. No, that's not true because I think she is going to Italy, but the caller before her, I think, is the one where I said Anthony or Tony.
Oh, okay.
And that was the girl before. She didn't know who I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
Now we get to Megan, and I'm getting somehow the Midwest, but then I'm getting her husband, this nice-looking dark-haired guy, obviously Italian. Thanks, you said that. Tony, and he's got grandmother and grandfather, or somebody really close to him, trying to get through here. Adamantly trying to get through here to him, and help you guys any way they can. And I'm looking at this is where I could be a little off, but you have a son, a boy.
Yes.
Okay, because they're really watching over him a lot.
I'm being told you're very freaked out right now emotionally. That you're kind of like at the end of your wit. Do you understand why this is coming up?
Yeah,
it's like it's been, I'm being told it's been a really long month, but also that you need more downtime. And I'm seeing like clouds parting and an angelic light coming through saying that we're going to give you healing. Just stay with us and just keep moving in the right direction. But it's mainly because you're fearful of what comes next.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing to be fearful. Does Tony drive a bigger truck or vehicle, an SUV at all?
He has a truck.
Yeah, truck, that's him. Because he's got people driving around with him in there. There's a younger guy trying to get his attention, too. It might be a buddy that passed. But tell him to check his left front tire. I'm going to go on because there could be something wrong with his tires. And are you in an area where it's a little slippery or it's still a little cold or icy somewhere?
It feels like it's a weak tire. It needs to be changed. It needs to be updated.
Yeah. So are you living in a place where it's wet or cold still?
No.
Okay, then it doesn't matter. It might be water, something, you know, sometimes we have just showers that come out of nowhere.
I think it's going to rain tomorrow.
Yeah, okay, that's what it is. Because I don't want to change it. I saw that he has to drive safely tomorrow, pay attention to the road, and check his tires wisely, and that there's someone here. That's why I kept getting the name Sam. Sam, he was here earlier, too. Could be Sam, Sal, but he's definitely Italian. Is your husband at all Sicilian?
No. No.
Well, Rebecca is, so she has to bring that up.
No. It's something about
Sicily?
Yeah, Sicilian, yeah. So I don't want to change that because that...
Did the Sam come through as someone called Sam who's coming through or someone called Sam who's Sicilian who's around?
Somebody Sam who's Sicilian who's around.
Okay, so that could be something for me. We'll talk later.
Oh, okay.
That sounds like a tongue twister.
Okay, that might be you because Khalees, I've been getting Khalees' stuff too, and she's
because we're sitting next to each other.
Yeah, we're going to let you guys give each other a quick little psychic reading.
But this is the thing. This is what I've got, is Tony and you are coming into an era of prosperity. Put in front of you what you really want. Don't hesitate. Wealthy and happy and healthy is not for others. It's for you guys too. Your little boy meant to come to the both of you to kind of guide you and help you, to give you confidence, to give you patience. So he's something else. And there is a little girl with a little curl to her hair. Has she come yet?
Uh-oh.
No.
Okay, so no. You seem young. So if you want another child, that might be the possibility. If you're not prepared, then use protection.
Yeah, right. Okay. It's birth control hour with the.
Did you want to ask us a question?
Do you see anybody else or
in the spirit world?
Just for my husband.
Yeah, there's somebody here. I'm trying to get to him because they're all like Tony.
In spirit. Am I correct in saying that?
Do what?
That his mom is in spirit, or someone who's like a mom to him has crossed over.
I only saw a man.
His mom isn't, but I don't know if anybody close to him.
Well,
okay.
Not that I know of.
Just know that there's a female figure like a mom. It could be like a mom's mom, but that they want to acknowledge, they want to be acknowledged and say hello, and that he's been doing a lot of overtime and he needs more sleep. But
he needs to check his tires.
No, that's, I'm serious about that.
You know, Rebecca gets this sort of weird look in her eyes when she's reading, and she can feel something that she needs to give you the message for. And I think she's trying to protect your husband. So yeah. She's like, you know, the tire thing is something serious that you have to look at. Mm. Like, don't forget.
Yeah. And there's a young guy in the car with him that seems to be helping him. I don't know if he had a brother that died or a friend that died. Guy dies suddenly. He's got more. He's not as brown haired as Tony. He's actually got kind of a strawberry blonde, I guess, kind of a medium sized build. And he's, if he doesn't know who it is, it's a guardian angel for him. So he said, slow down, take your time.
Yeah.
It's wet out. He also told me to tell you that there's a guy here that seems like a father figure that's trying to get through too. I know they're watching over your husband very closely, and I'm serious about it. Take time. Be street smart. You guys got to get to the next level, which is a pretty two-story house with a nice backyard. So you want to make your way there.
And take pictures when you buy it so we can prove that we're right.
Right.
So I hope that was a helpful experience for you.
Oh, that was awesome.
And just Tony, do you call him Tony or Anthony? Because this guy says Tony Anthony.
Tony,
right. Okay, oops. I'm putting
he's not giving up. He's still here. He's a chatty one.
Well, you know what? Everybody in the world has the name Michael, okay? I have so many Michaels, but this man that will help your son, help your husband has a name Michael. So, Mike, do you know who that is by any chance?
I can't think of anyone.
It could be someone who's still coming into his life.
No, he's alive, yeah. Yeah, I think he's alive. Yeah. Okay, I think my main thing here...
Someone he hasn't met yet.
Yeah, it's a man that the name Michael that's alive, Mike, that will give your a husband an opportunity. I think Susan's right. My thing is keep your husband safe. Don't be paranoid. Just take heed, you know? Drive safe.
Yes.
Check your tires. Don't speed in the rain.
Exactly.
Okay.
And there's a stop sign that's close to your house, but people like to... Like run through that,
they do.
Mm-hmm. So be just a little, you know, where I'm talking
about.
Particularly
tomorrow with the rain, be very careful there.
Mm-hmm.
It's young kids too; they just hoon around.
Yeah, it's really dangerous right there.
Hopefully, you're not going to see us driving in the rain tonight.
No, it was that stop sign that people don't look at. So your husband
Tony.
Well,
we were driving today, and somebody went through two stop signs right in front of us.
Yeah, and then the guy didn't stop at the red light, and we were just like, okay, he's just not going to stop.
Yeah. So today's stop sign awareness day.
Yeah.
With Susan Pinsky.
Good to know. Thank you.
I'm going to save your husband's life here. That $1.99 saved your husband's life. Okay. Yeah. So everybody needs to pay $1.99 and they can
save a life.
Or find a man. Save a life.
Find a man. Buy a house. Get some new tires.
Everywhere today.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I hope that was informative. Yeah. And it sounds
thank
like things
you,
are good.
Yeah,
and
it was awesome. Thank you for the opportunity.
Congratulations on having a hot Italian husband.
And having a nice house. And a cute little boy. And a new dog.
And maybe a girl.
Yeah.
With curly hair. So if you don't want one, definitely use protection.
Okay.
So gotcha. We've done it. We've done it again. And I want to thank you guys so much for joining us today and doing what you do, which it just gets better and better every time. My dog is making weird noises, but
he's talking to us.
If you want to get a psychic reading, you know, with either Kalise or Rebecca, you can go to their website, you know, RebeccaFearing.com or KaliseSimone.com. And we also have the cast of Clairvoyance on our webpage. So if you go there, you can click through on their faces and it'll take you right to their website. And you can, you know, set up an appointment, buy a gift for a friend for their birthday. You know, it's so good having friends that are clairvoyants. And I'm really lucky because I don't have to pay anymore. But I do find it to be an important thing in our lives while we're alive to connect with our lost ones and know, maybe get a little insight into where we're going.
Yes. And do you have Arizona? AZ is so strong around.
Wait, what are you talking
about? I got to tell her. AZ, Arizona.
She's gone, Rebecca.
Oh. Yeah. God, wherever you are, Megan, AZ, Arizona.
But no, Rebecca has some live shows coming up, and she's going to be, you know, out and about and you know, as well as Khalees. Khalees is in New York proper, so if you want to go to her office, you can visit her there.
If you want to come to one of my classes, go to my website, and I'll be in Aspen, Colorado in the summertime.
Yes, that sounds good. I wouldn't mind going there.
Yeah,
and
come say
hi. And then also just, you know, go to drdrew.com to see all the podcasts that we have and check out our sponsors. We're very proud of the fact that we can still do this podcast, and we are a blooming podcast company. So if you need your Hydrolite, you can go there and click through on the banner, or you can go to the Bergamet banner, which Bergafem is our proud sponsor today as well. And we've had really good results with my ads. We've been selling a lot of Bergafem. Apparently, we're the only show doing ads for it. And they saw people are going out and buying it and trying it, and it's helping people's hearts. So we keep you alive longer, so you don't have to be in spirit to connect and and stay hydrated after a long drinking binge with Hydrolite. It's an Australian company.
It's so awesome. I've been drinking it since the beginning of my time.
Yes, and it's so
if
great.
If you've got a sore tummy or if you've got a big hangover, it's really, really good to have.
Yeah, we really like the Hydrolite people. They're so fun. And it's a great product, and you can get that on Amazon.com. And also, I want to thank DrDrew.com for sponsoring the show. So until next time.
Hasta la vista.
Bye, everybody. See you later, mates.
Thanks for listening to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky. Follow Susan on Twitter or Instagram at First Lady of Love. And check callingoutwithsusanpinsky.com for all the latest info and links to our cast of clairvoyants. Calling Out.